Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Welcome to Friends with Money. I'm your host, Michelle Baltazar. Thanks for joining us. For this bonus podcast, we have our guest, Ivan Colquhoun, Chief Economist at Creditor Watch, to talk about the latest consumer price index data out this week, what they are, and how they might affect the rate decision of the Reserve Bank due next month. Ivan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for having me along.
Now, let's start with the basics. What is the Consumer Price Index, or CPI? And has it changed much since the onset of COVID-19?
Yes, I guess at its most basic, it's a basket of prices of goods and services that the typical consumer purchases. So I think we hear a lot about the cost of living. It's effectively a statistical measure of the cost of living. It has changed a lot since the start of COVID. If you went back the 5 years before COVID, the cost of living probably went up about 2% a year, low enough that really not many people noticed the change in prices. But beginning in late 2021, the cost of living really ramped up, and over that period since, it's gone up over 20%. So we all know when we go shopping, when we pay our electricity bills, they're much, much higher.
We are definitely feeling it in our pockets and bank balances. So now it's fast forward to 2025, and the CPI data just came out this week. What are the numbers and what do they mean?
Well, what we saw today is the annual rate of inflation, or CPI, dropped to 2.1%. That's the lowest since before COVID. The more important policy rate, which is related to the underlying inflation, dropped from to 2.4%. Now, the RBA tries to target that rate at 2.5%. So it really means that inflation has moderated, it's back to the target the Reserve Bank wants, and that means that they can consider reducing interest rates further at the next board meeting.
That's just sweet music to my ears, cutting interest rate. So we did have a rate cut this year, and now there's another rate announcement next month. Do you think this means that there will be another rate cut?
I think it does mean that there will be another interest rate cut. The reason is, if you look at the forecast the Reserve Bank put in place or released in May, they actually forecast unemployment rising, they forecast slow growth, and they assumed another two interest rate cuts. If they don't make those interest rate cuts, they would actually be predicting that unemployment would be even higher. So they don't need to allow unemployment to rise when inflation is low.
So what is the cash rate right now, and what is the consensus forecast on where it might sit by the end of the year or next month?
Yeah, so it's currently 3.85%. The expectation in the markets is pretty highly priced, not 100% priced, that it will be reduced another 0.25% in July, in that board meeting on the 8th of July, and then another 0.25 in August. So in the next couple of months, it's expected to drop to 3.35%. And then the markets are looking for another 0.5% off by early next year. So that's the expectation. It doesn't have to, it may not be correct, but that's what markets expect to happen over the next couple of months and then over the next six to eight months.
Ivan, I'm crossing my fingers for that first of three or four rate cuts next month. Thanks for sharing your insights with us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you for listening to this bonus episode. Until next, I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au.
Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.